Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This segment is brought to you by NJ Diet. Visit njdiet.com or call 855-5NJ-DIET. And this hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Mully and Hall, live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
It's been one of those quiet off seasons you just dream about where you can just kind of go through your process on your own quietly and that's all you can ask for as an older player in the league and someone who's been around for a long time and just enjoys that time to yourself, to just relax, to not be bothered, to not have any obligations or anything going on. And, I think that's what this offseason has been about. It's been about really enjoying my time and spending it where I want to spend it and not feeling like I have to go anywhere, not having any responsibilities, but still being an NFL player at the same time. It's been great.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's back in June, and that is thanks to the fine folks at the Bleacher Report. That, of course, Aaron Rodgers. He is the leader of the pack, and he is back in Green Bay. And it was fascinating to witness his first media session of the season, and obviously a lot of people with a lot of questions about what went wrong, why the relationship deteriorated with the Green Bay Packers, and he kind of went through it. I mean, he really spent a lot of time talking about specific issues that he didn't like. The way, he said something along the lines of, at one point, they just view me as a player.
Right, and he feels like he has earned the right to be treated differently. And he made the good argument, I felt like, that other quarterbacks, as great as he has been, and yep. he kind of referred to himself as somebody who is a great player, and certainly that maybe rubbed some people the wrong way, but he's right, and different rules exist for different players depending on what you've accomplished. So you understand where he's coming from, and you sense the depth of that resentment almost, because – Well, he talked about Charles Woodson when Charles Woodson was basically allowed to leave Green Bay. You know what year his final season was? 2012. So this is something that has been building for almost a decade, and you wonder about the weight of that, and it just became this offseason he reached his breaking point. And you get it because of Jordan Love being drafted, the kind of it underscored the urgency that he may feel or just the frustration that he still kind of has allowed to fester. But I thought that he handled himself really impressively. I felt like it was captivating television. You couldn't look away. And everything that he said was defensible. Even though that he, exhibited a huge ego and you understand where he's coming from, I felt like nothing he said was off base. And he was accurate. And he was pointed. And if you're the Packers, you cannot ignore what he had to say.
Let's listen to some of it. He discussed how he wanted to help the Packers with what he called mistakes.
It started with a conversation in February at the season ended. And I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations that directly affected my job. Also, I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated, and just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Good, TJ Lang, Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. Many of them who weren't offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved. And then it kind of progressed from there into a commitment for the 2021 season and beyond. That really wasn't given at any time.
I mean, it's fascinating to hear him go on about it, but the fact is, I think that his major issue is that they went out and they drafted a quarterback. They traded up to draft a quarterback rather than get him another weapon that he felt would help him win. And the fact that they came a game away again from the Super Bowl, he felt was on them and not on him. He didn't look at that and say, I should have made a play at the end of that game. He said, why the hell didn't they have a weapon for me to have right. won the game with?
Okay, that's fair. And I think that I would feel differently, and I understand this, if he were saying this and he was holding out. Or right. if he were saying this and he hadn't reported, and also as part of the conversation included the fact that he's 100% all in for this year. That's all you can really ask from someone like Aaron Rodgers. He's coming off an MVP-like season. They are a winning franchise. It's not like he's saying this and he's saying, well, you know what, this is the reason I'm great, we stink, and I need you to surround me with talent. It's like, I've been great. I've been disappointed you haven't been able to make the moves and let some people go because I want us to get over the top because we're close. And the fact is, he's not holding out in saying this. He's showing up and trying to back it up and challenging his bosses to be better.
And he's been there longer than him. I mean, he's been there so long. He makes the point that he's offered his services to the Packers. He wants to be a bigger part of it than just the quarterback.
I had to assess the situation. Not necessarily wanted to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season, which I think you can understand. And then the other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents, which has never happened in my career. You know, I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency, Athletes First, has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. Hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer up my services as a recruiter. You know, and I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, you know, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation. As that progressed from that point, nothing really changed on that front. So we got into March, and the conversation changed. As I felt like, if you can't commit to me past 2021, and I'm not a part of recruiting process and free agency, if I'm not a part of the future, then instead of letting me be a lame duck quarterback, if you want to make a change and move forward, then go ahead and do it. That obviously didn't happen. As I've talked to some other older players around the league, I think this is how it goes. You know, you get a little bit older, you see some of the dysfunction in organizations, and you either move on or try and help foster some change. And that's all I wanted to do because I love this organization and I love being a Packer and I've enjoyed my time here. But I can be used as a pseudo consultant because I know this place. I know this building. I know the people that work here. I know what helps it go. And when you're a quarterback, you hear a lot of shit. You know, you hear it from what's going on around the building, and it gives you the ability to see kind of things as they are, and to help foster a culture of inclusion and cohesion and connectedness that helps you win.
Wow. There's a lot there.
Could not have put it better, especially at the end. Inclusion, cohesion. He talked about culture. Why wouldn't the Packers do what he wanted them to do? It's foolish. It's a foolish mistake in retrospect, not using Aaron Rodgers as a resource, as a recruiter, as somebody whose opinion you value. And you know what, Molly? Even if they didn't fully take everything that he said and every recommendation seriously, kind of play along. Kind of make him feel like he's part of the process. Even if at the end of the day, you're not going to, you know, his vote may count as half. But if you're an executive like Brian Gutekunst, if you're Mark Murphy, don't you want your franchise quarterback to feel like he's a part of everything and you're pulling in the right direction, the same direction?
There's an incredible arrogance to not including him in those discussions. There is an incredible arrogance in saying, listen, you just call the plays. I'll hire the coach. I'll get you all the groceries. You just do what you're told to do. You're a player and you do that. That's what he's pushing back against. And I don't blame him at all, just because look around the league. Usually, if you have the gravitas that comes with playing that position at the level in which he plays it, you are given a certain amount of say. And if you say, hey, I'm working out with this guy, I could probably get him to come here and talk to you guys. Why don't we have a conversation? That's okay, Aaron. Why don't you just go practice?
You're a player.
Exactly.
You're not an executive.
Who the hell are you? See, I think part of the problem in Green Bay is that there is no ownership, right? So as a result, what you're after is not necessarily feeding the ego of the owner and winning the title. We don't care if we win the title. We want to be good. We want to keep the fans happy. Everybody, all the stockholders, we want to go to the meeting and we're all in it together. And, oh, look, Aaron doesn't like Green Bay. Did you hear what he said? He said it's not a vacation spot. It is not a vacation spot. It is a cold as all get up type of hellhole place in the NFL. Not, you know, Aaron Rodgers is what makes the place special. Now, you could argue that people love to go there as coaches because you're left alone. That there isn't tons of distraction. It's all about the football.
Sure.
We've heard that for years. But the problem is that Aaron Rodgers has reached this position that's kind of beyond Green Bay, and they don't want to take that into account because they want to protect their bottom line. They want to be good 5 years from now, 10 years from now when he's gone. Well, instead of trying to win a Super Bowl with him. That's his thing.
And also, there is that institutional arrogance that you referenced, because, look, Brian Gutekunst is the villain in this, because he's the guy who's the general manager now, and Aaron Rodgers maybe is blaming because he has the job and he's ignoring him, and he drafted, you know, Jordan Love, and all of these things are falling on Gutekunst's doorstep. But you know what? This goes back to when they won the Super Bowl in the 2010 season. Ted Thompson was in charge. Ted Thompson was the guy that Aaron Rodgers reveres almost, or respects, because of the way that he played such a role in his development and his drafting and all those things. But Ted Thompson was all part of this, Molly. I mean, look, when Aaron Rodgers was being excluded and doing what you described, like, you're just a player, thanks. Can you call the plays? Can you just be quarterback? It started then, and it continued, but they were winning. And things were going well, and he was playing at a high level. And there's a few quarterbacks you'd rather have than Aaron Rodgers in the last decade. And now it's all kind of come to a boiling point, and it's just you keep going back to it being incredibly foolish for the Packers to ignore the resource at their disposal and to not consult him, not only with personnel moves, but he had to explain the coaching move. They hired a head coach without having him part of the process. How foolish is that?
Right.
All's well that ends well. And to Aaron Rodgers' credit, his ego, which was bruised, he embraced Matt LaFleur. He's worked with Matt LaFleur and succeeded, but he didn't have a say in him in being chosen.
That's crazy.
It's remarkable.
When you stop and think about that, that's just crazy because he is their franchise. He's what separates them from the rest of the league, his ability. And I cannot believe that you wouldn't give him, you know, and again, you don't have to let him hire his buddy or I know a guy. You don't have to do that. You have to just, all you have to do is say, hey, Aaron, we're going to interview this guy. Why don't you sit down and talk to him and give us your thoughts about it? That's all it is.
You're
right. It's as simple as that. It's and it's just paying him the respect that he deserves from being the face of the franchise.
Because that's it. That's why it resonated, I think, with so many people yesterday, because it was about respect. Not much of this was about money. He made that very clear. This wasn't a money grab. This wasn't a plea or a ploy for a contract extension. This wasn't about trying to monetize or maximize his earning power.
And they're trying to play ball because they are trading for Randall Cobb, which doesn't,
of course they
doesn't
are.
Make a lot of sense.
We're listening.
And they did, yes.
We hear you.
Right.
We
That's
see
how you.
You
get them to stick around.
You matter.
Yeah.
And you know what Dustin said during the 5 of 5, and I agree with this. After hearing him yesterday, if you thought that he was going to walk away at the end of 2021 before yesterday, I understand that. After yesterday, I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion that he will.
Well, he thought the contract extension talk would come a lot sooner. Let's take a listen to that.
Like I said, it wasn't a draft day thing. There were conversations for a number of months leading up to that. Post the draft, I think what basically happened was then they said, we'll give you some money now. Let's see if we can throw some money at you. I said from the start it wasn't about the money. Obviously, I didn't show up for the off-season program or mini camp. To me, it was bigger than this. It was about trying to be a resource for the organization that I care about and love so much. So when the money came at me, the other part is, the backstory to that is, you know, after the season, there was a part of me that did think that there would be conversation about an extension. You know, based on my cap number this season, next season, it seemed natural based on the way I played to at least have a conversation about it. It wasn't a conversation. Not until into May. And that to me seemed like an analogy that you guys understand. You guys have a fantastic year at work. You write some great stories. You go to your boss and say, I just had an incredible year. I think I deserve a pay raise or, you know, some security. And the boss says, let's just see how it goes. A couple months down the line, you get another job opportunity. You go back to your boss and say, hey, I got this amazing job opportunity. And say, whoa, no, we love you. We do want you to stick around. We do care about you. Just have the same feeling, you know. And so, you know, I said it wasn't about the money, and the way that felt, you know, kind of just doubled down on that. Nothing really changed throughout the summer. There were some developments in the last week or so, but you know, I was really working on myself and my own mental state throughout the summer, and at various points deciding if I wanted to even keep playing. But you know, the fire still burns, and I wanted to be on a football team, and we got some things figured out in the last few days, and I'm here.
That's great.
It's just fantastic stuff.
It is.
It's really, you can relate to it at any level, and he does
make
it simple for you.
Hint of condescension.
Yes.
You know, for somebody in his role, he's like, I'm still talking down to you a little bit, but he is somebody that made a lot of sense. And bad news for Bears. Good news for Packers. You know, Aaron Rodgers feels like he's back with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
All right. We've got Gordon Whitmire joining us next. We're going to talk about the Cubs and the trade deadline and the big moves that are they forthcoming? We'll ask Gordon. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time to unload a few of the things that really grind my gears.
Gordon Wittenmeyer.
I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
Cubs insider for NBC Sports Chicago.
Who the hell are you? Are you the Chicago Cubs or not? And are these players who you think they are? Do you want them back? Because if you do, you better step up a lot bigger than you are now. And if you don't, fine. Who's replacing them? Who you got coming? Who are you going to go get? Because those guys are going to cost money.
Perpetually annoyed.
A lot of other things grind my gears, too. Like the DH, unbalanced schedules, tanking, one-game playoff series.
Gordon Wittenmeyer with Molly and Hall on 670 The Score.
Now get off my lawn.
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to Gordon Wittenmeyer, NBC Sports Chicago, and he joins us now on the Home Run In Hotline. Try your pizza on the grill this summer. Visit homerunin.com for unique grilling recipes and more. Gordon, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. That's kind of out of my control. I'm trying not to think about it too much. Whatever happens.
You know, I'm
prepared for anything at this point.
You kind of have to be, right? Because it seems as if, as we look at this thing, this could be the last game where all these guys are together. And we've been saying that for a while, but this is it. The trade deadline is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. There are rumors galore. It seems as if the Cubs, wisely, are going to take this down to the last second before pulling the trigger, maybe trying to add more competition to some of these moves. And, you know, you understand that with some guys and you don't understand it with others. And you hear about guys saying goodbye and you hear about guys getting exhausted with the whole damn process.
Yeah. And you can see why. In the case of Chris Bryant, he's been dealing with this and other sort of issues and I guess criticisms and scrutiny the last couple of years. Actually, for him, a lot of it goes back to 2018. So it's just these waves of the same question over and over again. He's getting tired of it. And now all of them are dealing with it. But rightfully so. And, you know, it's part of what you signed up for. It's also what you've seen coming for a while. And it's also because they've done so much together. This has been such an unprecedented run for this franchise for the last 6 years. and the expectations were set so high in the beginning that, yeah, there's been disappointment in recent years. But when you take a step back and you look at the whole thing, six consecutive winning seasons, five of those in the playoffs, three of them in the NLCS, they won a championship that hadn't been won in a century. That's a hell of a run for these guys. They mean a lot to a lot of people around here. And so it is all a big story. It is all something that people want to hear about. And then I think around here there's a lot of emotion about.
So, Gordon, your best educated guess, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Craig Kimbrell, who are the teams in the lead for each respective player?
In the case of Kimbrell, it is literally all over the baseball map from west to east and centrals in between. Everybody has a need for this guy at various levels. A lot of them have big needs. So that I think that's why it's going down as far as it is. Now, he wasn't going to pitch, for instance, when did he pitch? Monday. So he wasn't going to pitch, for instance, Tuesday. And of course, there was never an opportunity Wednesday for him, even though he was out in that bullpen. I think at this point, you gotta stay away from him. It's going to be a matter of just playing off the offers against each other. In the case of Chris Bryant, all the usual suspects are in play that we've heard about. I think the Giants would be a really good fit. Depends on how aggressive the Mets come in. And with yesterday's moves of Escobar off the market, Gallo off the market, to teams that weren't talking to the Cubs about Bryant anyway, it should heat up things for the Bryant market just because now there's fewer options out there for the teams that were already interested in him. And with the case of Rizzo, I think it's a pretty narrow market. Although he might have widened it a little bit here with this last surge this week. There have been some teams watching him. The Red Sox have been one of them. And I've been told that that interest is real, although when they started talking to the Cubs about him, they felt the Cubs were asking for too much from him. I don't know exactly how much that was, but they probably felt they could come in and get him at some kind of a discount because of the kind of season he's had so far. Cubs don't seem to be willing to sell too cheap on him. So he could stick at the end of the day unless somebody, again, like the Red Sox wants to step up a little bit.
So how do you cover this, Gordon? Because this is one of those things where you can have agreements in place. You can have, you know, parameters in place with multiple suitors and then make a decision 10 minutes before the deadline. I mean, it could be one of these situations where they take a lot of this stuff down to the end because they've already figured out what the bottom line would be, what the best offer would be, what the worst offer would be, and then you're trying to squeeze something in between from multiple sources.
Yeah, and look, they have a track record of this. Theo's not there anymore, but it's still roughly the same front office. And they have a track record of being deliberate, at times maybe even overthinking things. But when the last time they were sellers, they took everything down to the deadline. And in the case this time, you know, some of the Ryan Taperas, the Craig Kimbrels, those are, I guess, more routine decisions to make. You're playing markets off of one another, and they're just sort of assets. But some of these other guys, there's more to it than that. You know, you don't just, you know, Chris Bryant isn't Matt Garza, for instance, or even Alfonso Soriano, where you inherited these guys, and when it's time to move them, you knew all along you were going to move them, and there's no relationship there, and much less a track record of all this success and a deeper meaning for the organization. So all of these things come into play and kind of conspire to create this down to the last day deliberation with all of them. And it's just a little bit different with each one.
Gordon, just get the sense that there's
how do you cover it? I mean, how do you cover it? I'm constantly texting people and constantly trying to poke around on it. Is there movement this direction? And then watching the markets for similar players develop with other teams.
And typically it'll go back to the Dodgers. The Dodgers are going to be involved in almost every major trade, it seems, or at least rumored to be. Max Scherzer is now kind of in the mix. You wonder where that's headed. You wonder how that affects their pursuit of a guy like Craig Kimbrel because of their issues in the bullpen. Do you think the Dodgers, when all is said and done, are going to make a big deal that involves the Cubs?
I think Kimbrel is the guy there who the Dodgers would come at, obviously, hardest. The Scherzer market is interesting because that plays into the Davies market. Nobody's going to spend anything on Zach Davies until they know they can't get Scherzer or a couple of other pitchers. Davies is a depth piece. Davies gets you through the regular season. If you're a team that needs to kind of hang on and get there, and you figure you have the pieces to do something with a shorter rotation once you get to the playoffs, Davies is a nice fit for you. But in the Dodgers case, they're looking for a front end guy. They have enough Davies level depth. They're not in on him. My understanding is they're not in on the Cubs hitters. So Kimbrel's the guy that the Dodgers would be after. The Mets could come in a number of directions, looking for help, and they are trying to hold on in kind of this volatile, crappy division that they have a nice lead in right now. And so the regular season means a little more to them than some other teams, and that's where Davies could fit in. I think he'd be a good fit there for Davies. You know who'd be the perfect fit for Davies that will never happen would be the Brewers. Not only are they familiar with him and know how he could fit in, but now that they've added hitting and they have the frontline caliber pitching that can win in October, what they need to do is add insurance against the wrong injury and on their pitching staff. And Davies would be the perfect fit for that. Of course, again, that's not going to happen.
You're listening to Mully and Haw on the Score. This segment with Gordon Whitmire is brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. Obviously, division, there are very rarely deals within the division. We've seen the Sox and the Cubs make some moves over the years, but it's not something that they do regularly. They are on opposite sides of the buying and selling thing this year. Is there any chance that they would, Ryan Tepera has been mentioned repeatedly. That's a smaller deal, obviously, than some of the big ones we're talking about. But do you believe there's a possibility that they would move a guy in town? And is there any possibility? I agree with what you said about the Brewers, but I don't think they're going to make any moves in the division.
No. No, and Tepera is the right name there when you're talking about the White Sox. They had somebody at these last few games scouting the Cubs, too. They're definitely paying attention, and Tepera is a name I keep hearing there as well. The interesting thing about it is, you know, didn't Eloy come out of the game yesterday? What was his deal?
Groin tightness.
I mean, geez, if you're worried that this guy can stay on the field, I mean, you've already got Robert out for a while. For the White Sox as buyers, what you were counting on was getting people back. And that was some of those were going to be your deadline acquisitions. If you really think that Eloy could be a question mark, you know, your clock's ticking on the season.
Right.
And so does that bring Brian into play? But if it does, you've got to be serious about that because the Cubs sure as hell aren't going to give you a discount. You got to come in and probably overpay for him if you're the White Sox.
What about Baez?
I'm hearing that preference is to keep him. You'd have to, whatever team you are, you'd probably have to blow him away with an offer. I think that they're going to try at some point before he hits free agency to try to see if they can take one more shot at locking him up and making him part of whatever they do next. That's the feeling I'm getting. That could change. Again, if somebody comes in and blows them away with an offer, they could take it two ways too, right? You could come in and accept the offer and trade him and let him know that you're going to try to get him in free agency and bring him back. course, anybody that's going to blow you away with an offer probably is thinking the same thing. And if it's somebody like the Mets, good luck competing with them when it comes time to put some dollars on the table. But for now, my thought, my prediction is that the buy is a stand.
Great stuff, Gordon. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
That's Gordon Whitmire. And really interesting when you break it down in the way he just did there. It's fascinating.
He's on hug watch today.
Yeah. The goodbye hugs?
There could be.
When you see a guy suddenly leave the field?
And if it's what you described, yeah. If they know they're going and today is the end, then they're going to be saying goodbye to each other and to the Wrigley experience as a Cub. That is melancholy. That is emotional for everybody involved.
Everyone has to go out and hug Jason because he's the only one staying. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Bears training camp is on at Hallis Hall, and this year promises to have drama. So listen to my show, weekdays, noon to 2, as we cover all the storylines unfolding at camp. Plus, listen in for Bears reports from our team of Bears experts. And when breaking news happens, you know that we've got it covered. On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for Bears fans.
This segment is brought to you by Whiskey Acres Distilling Company.
Need a great drink made with great whiskey? Reach for a bottle of Whiskey Acres farm-crafted bourbon or rye. As Illinois' first farm distillery, these guys know grain. Benny says they set a new standard for craft whiskey, Whiskey Acres. Great whiskey isn't made, it's grown.
Being a homer has its perks at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Every day, Bet Rivers offers a special hometown discount on parlays involving local teams. To get your hometown discount, just open the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app and check the daily specials to place your bet on a unique parlay with hometown teams and players. Then root for the home team and win together. Bet today on the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app or go to betrivers.com. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Pro Summer Savings. Stop by the Pro Desk and get an extra 5% off volume savings orders over $1,500. Plus, look for limited time values across the store, including tools, appliances, and other pro essentials to help you get the job done right. Shop today at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Terms and exclusions apply. See ProDesk in store for details. Now through July 30th, U.S. only.
It's baseball season. No matter how you watch the game, you'll win with Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi, the official wine of Major League Baseball. Pick up Woodbridge wine and hit a home run this season. It's got the smooth, fruit-forward flavors that have been a game day tradition for over 40 years. Add Woodbridge to your lineup today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Please enjoy our wines responsibly. 2021 Woodbridge Winery, Acampo, California.
Like it or not, we are living in times of fast-growing inflation once again. Just look around you. Things are getting more and more expensive. So, what can you do to protect your savings and retirement? Well, you can make a smart move and invest in real gold and silver. Why? Because gold and silver are time-tested to help preserve wealth during times of heavy inflation. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the precious metals experts at the Oxford Gold Group. They will teach you everything there is to know about getting real gold and silver delivered right to your home, or how you can have real gold and silver put into your IRA and 401k. Call the Oxford Group right now at 833-899-GOLD, 833-899-GOLD, to get your free investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group helps you protect your savings and retirement from oncoming inflation. Call them right now, 833-899-GOLD. Don't wait for things to get worse before you act. Get gold that you can hold. From the Oxford Gold Group, 833-899-GOLD.
Mmm, Grandma, delicious. No one makes borscht like you.
Ah, thanks, you junior. Now use phone and take picture of Grandma.
Okay, why?
So you remember Grandma when she famous and move away.
Wait, move?
Grandma want to share secret Lithuanian dishes on Interpol cooking show.
Excuse me?
What people's watch on computer.
Oh, you mean internet, social media?
Yeah, but Grandma no nice kitchen, so need move to big, beautiful kitchen.
Grandma, don't move. Talk to First American Bank.
First American Bank?
Yeah, with First American, you can update your kitchen with a home equity loan or home equity line of credit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, First American has the best loan deals in town with great rates, no application fees.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can get your dream kitchen with First American's help.
Oh, thanks, Junior. Grandma no forget you when she is big. You be too. really start.
Thanks, Grandma.
First American Bank, the bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com. Call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Hmm, sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
For the White Sox, as buyers, what you were counting on was getting people back, and that was some of those were going to be your deadline acquisitions. If you really think that Eloy could be a question mark, you know, your clock's ticking on the season.
Right.
And so does that bring Brian into play? But if it does, you've got to be serious about that, because, the Cubs sure as hell aren't going to give you a discount. You got to come in and probably overpay for him if you're the White Sox.
What about Baez?
I'm hearing that preference is to keep him. You'd have to, whatever team you are, you'd probably have to blow him away with an offer. I think that they're going to try at some point before he hits free agency to try to see if they can take one more shot at locking him up and making him part of whatever they do next. That's the feeling I'm getting. That could change. Again, if somebody comes in and blows them away with an offer.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Gordon Whitmire. And we have a lot of activity around Major League Baseball. The trade deadline tomorrow at 3 p.m., Gordon talking about some of the guys that could be moved from the Cubs, and we asked him a question about the White Sox as well, so that's kind of interesting.
They're related.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make the argument, it's not hard to connect the dots and to see what the White Sox do could potentially affect what the Cubs do because of, let's look at the process of elimination, and we're connecting dots, and this is what we do, a day before the deadline. So Joey Gallo goes from the Rangers to the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's one of the big bats that was available, right?
Sure.
So now the bats that are available, teams looking for offensive help. Starling Marte goes from the Marlins to the A's.
Yes.
That's another guy off the market. So now, if you're the San Francisco Giants, as John Morosi reports, John Morosi is as respected of a reporter as there is in covering baseball, says that the Giants now are locked in or considering Trevor Story and Chris Bryant because they're the two bats left, the two biggest bats probably left among position players. I think we can agree that that's probably the case, right? Both all-stars, Trevor Story, Chris Bryant. I mean, doesn't matter who's a better player. It's who's more attainable for a team that needs some offensive punch like the Giants. Yesterday, Morosi reported that the Giants and Cubs had talks that included the catching prospect Joey Bart, who, by the way, if you're going to play for a Bay Area team and your name is Bart,
Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Isn't that
That's
ideal?
Awesome. Yeah.
If he got traded here, would he have to be Joel Bart? Anyway,
That's
I digress.
Very nice.
So,
well played.
So if the Giants now are in the mix, and see, if you're the Cubs and you're Jed Hoyer, this is where we're talking about. You mentioned earlier the deadline being the friend of the Cubs. You got the Giants who may want Bryant. You got the Rays who were interested. They're going for it. They got Nelson Cruz. You don't get Nelson Cruz unless you're going for it. And there's always the Mets. There's always the possibility of Christmas in July.
What the hell are the Yankees doing? So the Yankees get Joey Gallo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, he's good, and they got a reliever, I think, in that deal, gave up four prospects. And John Heyman tweeted out that they're still looking at Trevor Story.
They're still looking at Trevor Story.
Like, wait a minute. Like, what are they thinking?
And John,
they just have money to burn. And
plugged into the Yankees situation.
Yes.
I don't know what the Yankees are thinking, except for out of habit, maybe they just always are going to be in on everybody till the end and see how much money they can spend. They're 8.5 games out of the AL East. Now, maybe they can sneak in with the wild card. They feel like if they fortify their offense, they get healthier.
But David, Boston is well ahead of them. Tampa's well ahead of them. They're not going to catch either of those teams.
I don't think so.
They're in third place.
Right.
They're just the Yankees. They just like, hey, don't forget about us. We're not going anywhere.
Their manager is admitting mistakes to the New York media, which is, you're inviting. It's like, okay, you're a masochist if you're doing that. So I don't know what they're thinking, except for they're looking at Trevor Story. Are they thinking they're going to sign him? More than a rental?
Well, but how does that work?
I don't know.
Because where are they going to play him?
Maybe they feel like he could play the outfield, because the Padres were looking at him as a center field possibility. When you're a good athlete, that's the blessing and the curse, right? Because Trevor Story must be a good enough athlete. The White Sox would consider playing him where? Second base.
Now, the more we talk about this, mm-hmm. and the more I think about it, they're not getting Trevor Story. I'm sorry. I love Bob Nightingale, but this is another Escobar.
Why? What put you over the top? Why?
Well, it's real simple.
At 6 o'clock, it's you felt better.
Yeah, it's something that Gordon said that really kind of started ringing in my head.
Okay.
If you are the White Sox, you're looking purely for a rental player to play second base because Nick Madrigal is your long-term guy, mm-hmm. and you know that he's coming back next year. So all you want is a guy to come in. So you're out on the market looking for somebody to come in and play second base for you till the end of the season. And you're going to take Trevor Story and you're going to move him there. If there are other teams that are looking for him, they may think, let's make the move now and then we'll have him long term. We'll get a contract done with them. You're not doing that. So the idea being, if the Mets were to trade for Chris Bryant, they would want him there long term. They would feel like that would be the precursor to a contract that would keep him there with them for a while. They're not going to go out and give up all the all that it would take to get him without signing him long term. There has got to be a team out there that would want Trevor Story to be their shortstop after this year.
Does that matter, though?
I think it does, because I think it affects the price you pay for the guy. Whatever you give up for him determines whether you offer him a contract or not.
It's a huge risk, though, because there's no guarantee that Trevor Story would sign with the Yankees. There's no guarantee that he would sign with whatever team would be willing to do that. And I don't know that you can control if you're Trevor Story. He's not a 10-5 guy. He's not been in the league 10 years.
No, he's 28.
So you would 27? Have to accept any trade the Rockies would make. Now, maybe, as you point out, teams that want to sign you in free agency would be more willing to give up the higher caliber of prospect, but that's a tremendous risk, because you're then basically saying he's a rental still. You don't have any assurance from the agent or the player ahead of time. They'd be foolish to do that.
You look at the players that you're talking about with the White Sox. Would that get you? Would that land you? Even if John Heyman is right and the B prospects are going to land an A-grade player for the rest of the season, mm-hmm. There's no way the Cubs are going to give up one of their stars to the White Sox. So your market is limited to basically this guy. You're very limited in terms of what you can go after at second base, unless are the Tigers interested in getting rid of Jonathan Scope, and is he good enough for you to say,
no,
okay, that's the guy?
I don't think so.
I think they're running out. This is going on around us, and they're running out of possibilities.
Well, it's all interrelated, as we point out, because I think the Trevor Story
I'm just
destination. Hey, don't be depressed.
You've ruined the whole trade deadline.
I haven't ruined anything.
You've killed
I'm trying to connect the dots between having and grasp this as it happens in real time. Where Trevor Story lands is going to affect where Chris Bryant lands, and vice versa. I think they are connected. They're not going to obviously land on the same team, but if the Giants trade for Chris Bryant, for instance,
yes,
Trevor Story is more available, and there's one less team that's going to be in bidding for him if the White Sox are involved. And by the same token, so that's the White Sox scenario and the Cubs scenario too. But if the Giants go out and they get Trevor Story because they're motivated by what the Dodgers are doing and the Padres are aggressive.
This is what I'm saying. The Sox are under no pressure. The Sox can win the division without going out and making a big move. They don't have to spend money. They don't have to give up prospects.
It's the wrong way to look at it.
I'm not saying it's the correct way. I'm telling you the bottom line. Now, the problem is, if other teams look like they're moving forward, you feel like, hey, let's get involved. We got to do something too. I don't know that is exists right now within their division. I think if you look at these other teams, what's going on the West Coast, everybody's trying to buy up players because they're getting overwhelmed by the Padres' moves, by the Dodgers' potential moves, and what you're talking about with the Giants.
Well, the
you
Dodgers,
want to appear like you're keeping up.
And absolutely true. The Dodgers and the Padres are dealing in order to try to catch the Giants. The Giants are 25 games over 500. They have got a 2-game lead over the Dodgers, 5.5 over the Padres, and yet they are open for business. Why? Because they are being aggressive and taking the same mindset that we want and encouraging the Sox to take.
Right. Win in the right now. But what have the Sox done up to this point? They've signed guys off the scrap heap. They brought guys up. They've been in this mode of trying to hold on.
And it's worked.
Well, it's worked.
In fairness, it's worked, Mully.
I know it has.
The depth that they have gotten off the scrap heap, the depth that they have brought up from the minors, has paid off in a big way. So does that make Rick Hahn more reluctant to gamble and take a risk that might be worth the reward? I don't know.
312-644-6767. What if they don't do anything? Is that going to feel like they did the wrong thing? I mean,
let down.
Why would you open yourself up to regret?
it's going to be a letdown.
I ask myself that question every day. 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.